Across the country, states are losing hundreds of millions of dollars in tax revenue each year because of cigarettes. They're being sold on the black market, under the counter, in stores, as well as on the street. And this underground trade is leading to violence, NPR's Carrie Johnson reports.
To understand the rewards and the risks of dealing in contraband cigarettes, all you have to do is talk with Captain Dennis Wilson of the Fairfax County, Virginia Police Department. Investigators went undercover and got this unusual request last year from a black market cigarette operator.
We have actually had two cases where contacts that we were working with had asked us to murder their competition. We were able to fake the murder of the individuals.
How'd they do that?
Well, we used some theatrical makeup, photographs of the individual on the pavement with blood around the head. That was sufficient for them.
The investigation resulted in the arrest of 14 people tied to the contraband cigarette ring. Investigators say that murder for hire is a logical extension of the trade in black market cigarettes. Organized crime groups with ties to Vietnam, Russia, Korea, and China are all competing for a share of the profits.
Depending on the quantities of cigarettes that you're purchasing, you're talking in the hundreds of thousands to the millions of dollars.
That's Edgar Dominich. He leads the Washington office of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. Here's how it works. Criminals buy cigarettes in bulk in states with relatively low taxes, such as Virginia or North Carolina. They load the cigarettes by the carton into tractor trailers or rented trucks and drive them north to New York, following the same routes they use to traffic illegal drugs. Police say a carton that costs about $40, including tax, in a store in Virginia goes for more than $100 in a store in New York City. Brad Mione works for the New York State Tax Department.
The excise tax for upstate New York is $4.35 per pack. In New York City, I think you add $1.50 to that.
Because of high taxes in the city, selling contraband cigarettes at rates even slightly lower than their value in the store can mean big money for criminals. New York doesn't give estimates of how much money it loses each year through the sale of untaxed cigarettes, but California does. Anita Gore works for that state's tax collection agency.
In California, we estimate that about $182 million a year is lost in unpaid excise taxes on cigarettes.
Gore says that California has invented a new high-tech tax stamp that's tougher to counterfeit and easier to spot for inspectors who visit stores where tobacco is sold. But often, the black market cigarettes move through a hidden economy.
They can be sold from, you know, the back of a van on a corner. They can be sold, brought in through big trucks across the border and taken to warehouses and distributed from there.
Investigators say the penalties for trafficking in black market cigarettes are at most only about 5 years in prison, compared with mandatory sentences for illegal drugs that carry a baseline term of 5 or 10 years behind bars. Fairfax County Captain Wilson points to another startling development.
We've seen that in some cases cigarettes are easier to move than narcotics. We've even been able to trade large amounts of illicit drugs for the cigarettes.
For instance, the ATF and Virginia police broke up a smuggling ring last winter where traffickers traded cocaine, thousands of ecstasy tablets, and firearms for nearly 400,000 cartons of cigarettes. The cigarettes, they say, were worth more than $8 million on the black market. Investigators say they expect to see more of those schemes as long as the benefits of black market cigarettes outweigh the risks. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to NPR News.